Thank you, Carrie. Roosevelt University Chicago College of the Performing Arts presented a five-day festival back in November, showcasing the talent of some of the region's finest young concert pianists, and that was at Roosevelt University's Conn's Hall. Performances by six of these student soloists who hail from all over the world opened the festival with a live broadcast here on WFMT, and those performances were recorded for YouTube. And so listeners and viewers from the community and around the world were invited to vote for their favorite soloist. And today we have in our studio the winner of the audience favorite prize to give a live recital here in the Levin studio. She is Allegra Sorley, a junior of a piano performance major from the Indianapolis area. She's studying at Roosevelt University Chicago College of Performing Arts with Winston Choi. Welcome, Allegra, to WFMT.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
you. Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and it's a very interesting program that you've got for us today. Debussy, Gershwin, Chopin, Ravel, and Schumann, yes. Some of these pieces you played in the competition, and what an interesting competition it was to have a live performance segment in front of judges, but then also open it up ultimately yes. to listeners around the world. What was that experience
yeah,
like?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great learning experience. Just the Piano Fest festivities themselves were great. And we got to go out into the Chicago area and do various performances. And the one that we did live on WFMT was obviously a great experience because it was live on the radio. Mm-hmm. And this performance today has come from all of those experiences. It's just been great all around. So yeah.
Well, we'll talk some more about what you've done, some of the other performances that you've given. But I thought let's hear some of the music that you played as part of the competition. Two of the preludes by Debussy, and as always with so many of Debussy's works, they have very evocative titles. So maybe you could tell us about them.
Sure. Well, I'm going to play two preludes from Book Two. I'm going to play preludes 5 and 6, but I'm actually going to play them out of order. So I'll talk about them in the order I'm going to play them. So first I'm going to play General Levine, The Eccentric, which is an interesting title, yes. Mm-hmm. And so this was inspired by an American comedian named Edward Levine. Supposedly, Edward Levine had really stiff and jerky and like quirky gestures just physically. And so that's kind of what this piece is about. This is what Debussy wrote this piece about. And I hear not only these like quirky motives, but also kind of like laughter throughout. Mm-hmm. So just the whole piece connects and makes a really great like quirky and comedic atmosphere. So the second one that I'm going to play is Bruyère, which translates to heather, which is a type of flower. This piece portrays nature in a tranquil and tender and kind of happy mood. The opening melody seems as though it is a flute of an unseen shepherd, echoing from a distant surrounding countryside. I hear the overall structure of the piece develop as though someone is slowly walking through a beautiful meadow and taking in all the different sights and sounds of nature. So it's a very tranquil and very beautiful piece. So that's what I'll play second, but I'll start with General Levine, The Eccentric.
Okay, here is pianist Allegra Sorley in two of the preludes by Debussy.
Thank you.
two of the preludes from Book Two by Claude Debussy, number six, General Levine, Eccentric, and then number five, Briere or Heather, as performed for us by pianist Allegra Sorley, who is an undergraduate piano major in Roosevelt University Chicago College of Performing Arts. She was selected as the winner in the university's piano showcase by viewers who watched her recital on YouTube and then voted for their favorite artist, and she's playing in recital for us this afternoon. Allegra, we talked a little bit before we went on the air about this whole experience of being part of this competition and this piano festival, and you said, I guess, a strong bond formed between the varying pianists who took part. So we should mention some of the other performers.
Oh, sure, absolutely, yeah. I think a couple of the six have participated in Piano Fest before, but some of us were new, and I had heard from some of them that this year's experience was, for whatever reason, better than years past, and I really loved. We traveled all throughout Chicago, and we were supportive of each other, but yet also felt free to give constructive criticism of each other, you know, which I think made our friendship better, you know, ultimately. So everyone obviously is a fine pianist. Every year they hold Piano Fest, and every year they pick six pianists to participate in Piano Showcase. So obviously these six out of, you know, the 50 in the piano department or so are very fine pianists. So we all had a really, really good time together.
Yeah. Well, and then you also got out into the community and gave some recitals, and you were saying that you learned so much from that experience.
Yeah, well, every recital that we gave was a different atmosphere. It was obviously a different venue, but it was also a different just atmosphere overall, because it was just a different audience members who participated. We went to the other Roosevelt campus, which is in Schaumburg, and there were primarily older people who came to listen. So that was different than when we went to a performing arts high school, which were obviously high school audience members, but they yet appreciated the music that we were performing for them. But then we also went to an inner city high school, and some of them didn't know who Beethoven was, or things that seemed like, wow, how could you not know who Beethoven was, you know? Mm-hmm. And so at that particular performance, people were talking constantly throughout everybody else's performances, and it was just because they didn't know how you should sit as an audience member, you know? And that in particular was my favorite venue that we went to, because as we were talking about before, there were kids afterwards who came up and said, well, I heard this and this and this while you were playing, and it was just a different picture than I would have ever imagined. And so for someone who has never heard this type of music before to come up with that image was really something that stuck out in my mind, and I was glad that I had been a part of it. So
this is really something that you can take. It's an experience that you've had that can perhaps change your interpretation.
Absolutely,
of a piece.
Yeah. And I think it also emphasized the importance of mingling with your audience members, or
right.
You know, talking to them about the pieces that you're performing, because if they don't know anything, how are they going to appreciate it if they don't know, you know, background of the music that they're listening to? So,
well, let's get on to the next music that you have for us this afternoon. This you also included in Piano Fest, the Preludes for Piano by George Gershwin.
Yes, so Gershwin was obviously an American composer, so this was a very fun piece for me to work on this year, and the first prelude primarily consists of syncopated rhythm and is full of elements of jazz, which is why I really like to play it. And the second prelude is slow and represents a blues style with an improvisational section in the middle, representative of jazz as well. And then the third prelude is once again fast and syncopated, but the feel is more a Spanish-y rhythm. So that it differs from the first one, which is just basically jazz, and the third one is more Spanish-y feel, and very fun. All of it is fun.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Allegra Sorley, once again, to play the Three Preludes by George Gershwin. Three Preludes for Piano by George Gershwin is played by pianist Allegra Sorley, who is the winner of the Piano Fest competition, which took place back in November 2011 at Roosevelt University. And she's performing for us Debussy, Gershwin, Chopin, Ravel, Schumann. Allegra, I wanted to read a quote here in the announcement of your winning the audience favorite award from your teacher, Winston Choi, at Roosevelt University, who says, Allegra performs with a great deal of freedom and creativity, and that's not something that is easy to teach. It's a gift that she has as a performer. I certainly could hear it in the Gershwin.
Thank you very much.
Is that a music that allows you to explore that freedom?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I consider myself a classical pianist, but I would love to play all genres of music, and I would consider that to be jazz music more than, you know, classical music. And for me, since it's written down on the page, I can, you know, because I don't really consider myself an improvisational pianist, as maybe jazz pianists would. So yeah, it's fun. I mean, all types of music are fun, you know, but yeah, the Gershwin especially. So
how did you pick the pieces on the program today? Some of them obviously are works that you played as part of the competition, but for instance, well, the Chopin coming up next, I guess, was that also?
Right, yeah. I played the Debussy and the Gershwin for the competition. I played the Ravel and the Schumann. Oh, I played that plus the Ravel and Schumann for my junior recital in February. And the Chopin was, you know, I knew I was going to do this, and it was just, it's a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. So it's also just something that I love to play, and Dr. Choi said yes. So.
Well, and you also are very active in charitable causes,
yes.
Playing various benefits. Tell us about that aspect of
yeah,
what you
well,
do.
My mom is also a pianist, and at a certain point, it wasn't fun to play duets with her. Sorry, mm-hmm. Mom, but it is now. It's really fun, and so you know, when I've been away at college and when I come home for the summer, it's something that we've decided to do as kind of a yearly thing. And so we get a whole bunch of two piano pieces and duets together, and maybe things have happened within that year that we think, oh, this is a great cause, we should raise money for this, you know, but we usually just find a charity of some kind, and friends and family come, and it's just, personally a great thing, you know, because I get to work with my mom, but also it's just great to share our music and help other people by doing so. So
what are some of the organizations that you've worked with?
Well, the first one that I actually did it personally by myself when I was 10, and I did that for Riley Children's Hospital because my best friend has a congenital heart defect, and so she's been there a lot. And that was really cool because we actually followed up with it, and I got to go. It went toward the gift shop, they make stuffed animals for the kids or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. And so we got to, like, follow that process, and that was really cool. Also, Special Olympics. And we also got to follow up on that as well. And we went over the summer to a camp that they had and followed around with some people. And they were swimming and singing and all of this. It was just really cool. Also, the American Heart Association. This past year, we did Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So a bunch of American Diabetes Association. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear some more music now. You're going to play a Chopin Nocturne. Why this particular piece?
And it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Chopin. He's one of my favorite composers. So I love all of his nocturnes, basically all of his pieces, you know. But this one in particular, it's just beautiful. It really is. So
The Nocturne in C sharp minor.
Sure.
Nocturne in C-sharp minor by Frédéric Chopin, as played by pianist Allegra Sorley, in this live impromptu on WFMT from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Allegra, before coming to Chicago, you studied at Indiana University's Jacobs School of Music with André Watts. And think of André Watts as a great Chopin interpreter and Liszt as well. What did you learn from him, especially in interpreting so the music of Chopin or anything else that you've studied?
Yeah, well, he is a great performer. And I think I took for granted in my time while I studied there in that every lesson basically was a performance from him, you know, because I would play something and he would play it on a different piano. And I'm like, wow, yeah, it's a free André Watts concert. And so I think just from that, I was able to gain a lot of knowledge. You know, you listen to recordings, outside recordings for any piece that you're working on for interpretation and style, et cetera. And to have that right there, I think that was the best learning experience for me. So,
who are some of the other pianists performing today, or great pianists of the past that you admire?
Well, I just recently went to, I'm going to butcher his name, but the Kissin concert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know his
name. Yevgeny Kissin? Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Right. So, yeah, at Symphony Center a couple weeks ago, and it was just, no words could, I was in tears at some, it's just beautiful and flawless, and so he definitely, I think, would be up there, so.
Well, the next piece that you've scheduled for us is by Ravel, and you said that you definitely hear some connections between the Ravel and the Gershwin. So, well,
yeah.
Obviously with the Debussy.
Yeah, actually, not in this particular piece, but just Ravel in general. Yes, he really admired Gershwin, and Gershwin admired Ravel. And Ravel was here for a time in America and became familiar with Gershwin's music. I actually have a quote from Ravel. He said, "Personally, I find jazz most interesting, the rhythms, the way the melodies are handled, the melodies themselves. I have heard of George Gershwin's works, and I find them intriguing." And apparently Gershwin asked to study with Ravel,
right.
And when Ravel heard how much Gershwin earned, Ravel replied with words to the effect of, "You should give me lessons." So, and obviously, you know, Ravel and Debussy have a connection as well, so mm-hmm. Everything kind of ties together in my program today. But the piece I'm going to play today,
Jeux d'eau, which is a depiction of a fountain.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's literally translated as water games. So throughout this piece, you will hear rushing water, basically, and then there are two melodies that kind of emerge throughout, but it's very flourishy and reminiscent of water, definitely. So,
Jeux d'eau is played by pianist Allegra Sorley. Thank you. Maurice Ravel's Je Dors, played by pianist Allegra Sorley in this live impromptu here on WFMT. What an amazing piece that is, and what a challenge, as you said, to make it sparkle, but yet at times the chords are so dense and your hands are overlapping, but to get that sound to come out, it was a beautiful performance.
Thank you.
Well, we are going to close with music of Schumann, and this is a set of variations, maybe something from Schumann that we don't hear so often, but it's a very early piece, the Abegg variations.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes, it's Opus 1, so it was the first piano works that he decided to submit for publication, but he obviously had written various other things before this time, but he was 20 when it was published, So yeah, it's a great piece. It starts, actually the title is Abegg, A B flat E G G, which is the opening motive in the theme. And so you hear that various times throughout, but actually Schumann decided to focus on the chromaticism of the A to B flat, and so he has that dissonance throughout more often than he has the actual five note mm-hmm. theme. And so yeah, it consists of a theme, three variations, a cantabile, and that transitions into the finale. And every one has a different different character, just completely different mood, all kind of representative of the dissonance, but not all of them necessarily represent the main theme, which is what you normally think of as a theme of variations. You're going to hear that same thing over and over again. And he kind of completely diverts.
So it's more variations on the harmonies in a way.
Yeah. It's almost like every variation is just a separate piece.
Wow.
In some ways it connects, but not necessarily. So it makes for a great overall piece.
All right. The Abegg Variations, Opus 1 by Robert Schumann, again with pianist Allegra Sorley.
Thank you.
The Abegg Variations, Opus 1 of Robert Schumann, played today by Allegra Sorley, who has been our guest for this live impromptu on WFMT. Allegra was the winner of the Audience Favorite Prize in the Piano Fest Showcase Recital Competition back in November at Roosevelt University, and she's been our guest today playing Debussy, Gershwin, Chopin, Ravel, and Schumann. Thanks so much, Allegra, for coming by, and congratulations
on winning
the audience favorite prize. So you're through now for the school year, so it's back home to Indianapolis.
Yes.
And what are your plans for the summertime?
I'm going to do a little bit of accompanying, a little bit of subbing at churches, but mostly I'm going to try and focus on some audition rep for grad school. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you're back in
yep.
in September.
Yes.
Well, thanks again for coming
Thank
by
so
and playing
for
us so beautifully.
Thank you.
Sydney Gillard has been our producer today of this broadcast, and the engineer was Mary Mazurek. And I'm Lisa Flynn. Thanks for listening today. And now back to Carrie Frumkin.